Good morning, everyone. Well, as you know, today we are going to be carrying on from where we left off last week when we talked about the higher education system in the United States. Right, so today we're going to talk about internationalization in higher education. Internationalization is high on the agenda of many universities, not just in the US or the UK, but all around the world. At the same time, as the value of an international education increases, more and more students are looking to do a degree at a foreign university. However, for many students, the costs involved in studying abroad are simply beyond their budget. Furthermore, the idea of moving to a foreign country is too much of an emotional or personal challenge for many. For these and other reasons, many universities are choosing to set up campuses abroad. One example of this is the University of Southampton in the UK, which has an additional campus in Malaysia. In this case, the University of Southampton is the home university, and the additional campus in Malaysia is known as a satellite campus or branch campus. Satellite campuses give the university the opportunity to attract students who would like to study at an international university but cannot do so for the reasons that have just been mentioned. Without the satellite, these students would only be able to attend a local university. Studying at a branch campus can have a number of benefits. It raises the profile of the university, so more people become aware of the university and its brand in the foreign country. In turn, this can increase recruitment, as students from both countries apply to study either at the home campus or at the satellite campus. There is also a benefit in terms of international relationships, as the university can form links with organisations in the area close to the satellite campus. However, while there are clear benefits for both students and the universities in question, there are a number of risks which the university management must take into account before making the decision to invest in a branch campus. What do you think these might be?
The cost?
Yes. Perhaps the most obvious risk is the financial one. A key consideration is how to finance the project and whether it can attract enough money in fees to make the campus worthwhile. Another aspect of this is the issue of exchange rates. If income from the branch campus is intended to flow back to the home campus, then fluctuations in exchange rates can impact both positively and negatively on the income stream. In other words, the university might make more money than it expected to, but it may also lose money if the exchange rate becomes less favourable. So, are there any other risks you can think of?
Maybe knowledge of the legal requirements?
Yes, absolutely.
Getting the right staff could be difficult.
Yes, indeed. So, another risk, as you mentioned, is to not have the knowledge of business-related regulations and legal requirements for setting up in a foreign country. A lack of thorough research into the requirements and regulations could become a costly mistake, which may lead to the university having to pull out of the country. Depending on the country that the satellite campus is in, it may also be a challenge to find qualified academics to work there. The university may employ people who subsequently have difficulty getting a visa, for example, for political reasons or health-related reasons. Alternatively, they may find staff, but the staff may not be able to adapt to the culture and way of life at the satellite campus. The process of employing new staff is a costly one, and not one which universities would want to repeat unnecessarily. The university may, of course, choose to employ local staff. However, in this case, the student experience becomes more like that of studying at a local university in their home country and less like the experience of studying at a foreign institution. Another risk is that there could be intercultural clashes between local staff and international staff. The impact of intercultural issues cannot be emphasized enough, because problems relating to intercultural issues have led to the breakdown of a number of well-known business ventures in the past. Nonetheless, even if the above risks are minimized, the university may still struggle to attract students. There are many risks involved here too. The issue of which fee to charge is also a consideration for a satellite campus. If the fees are too expensive, then this will limit the number of students that can be recruited, especially if the competition in the local market is cheaper. Another factor to consider is whether any funding is available to students to pay for their fees. If no funding is available, then the fee structure could be a major factor in the student's decision-making. Another issue with recruitment is that the market may already be saturated. In other words, if there is already a wide range of institutions in the area, there may not be enough students to fill the number of places available. Alternatively, a demand may have been identified which includes students from a neighbouring country, but then a political issue prevents students from being able to get visas, so they cannot take up the offer of a place on a course. Another potential issue is the working language. If the satellite operates in the language of the home university, the students applying to study at the satellite need to have a satisfactory knowledge of the language spoken in the country where the home university is located. A final issue is the range of courses on offer. Quite often, when universities set up branch campuses, the university only offers a limited range of courses, or offers specific courses to meet a specific identified demand. In this case, the university has to prioritise its courses and consider the risks of losing students if their course is not available. We can see that there are a number of risks involved in setting up a university campus in a foreign country, including financial, intercultural, and reputational risks. However, if all of these risks can be mitigated or avoided, it can be a very positive way to increase awareness of the university and its brand, as well as attracting students who may later study at the university's home campus. OK, that's everything for today. Next week, we'll be looking at...